This is Dr. Subhadra Junior from Ask Your Reporter and Patient. Elizabeth, do you think I'll ask you to on patient? Terrence Roberts, date of birth is 18-1954. Indicated procedure was a colon cancer screening, large internal hemorrhoid, external hemorrhoids, and diarrhea. Submission of game is here. Given a cigar, Dr. Nelson, Bishop, blood pressure, procedure, colonoscopy. Instrumental colonoscopy with the heart smear polypectomy, colonoscopy with the heart force polypectomy, colonoscopy with the cold biopsy force. Instrumental laparoscopy, colonoscopy, procedure, patient played up here. After the case, the issue was to correct him after sigma design, colon, spine, fracture, colon, perfection, but so see, conduct picture. Patient appeared to adequate prep. There was a fecal polyp times one, semi pedunculated, 1 centimeter in diameter. Removed safely completely by the heart smear polypectomy, no post-polyp effective bleeding. Coming out of the proximal ascending colon, there was one polyp, sessile polyp noted at 1.5 centimeter. Removed in totality by heart smear polypectomy, no post-polyp effective bleeding. Since it was a white crater, and it was not bleeding, so I placed a metallic hemoclip there for adequate hemostasis. Coming out a polyp noted as a 50 centimeter, 5 millimeter size polyp, which was removed by the heart, forced polyp successfully. Then polyp at 20 centimeter, appeared to be having a semi-peduncular polyp, which is about 1.5 centimeter in diameter. This heart semi-peduncular polyp was removed by the heart successfully. And the polyp site, it was removed completely. It was polyp site also, quarter as effectively, with no postpartum bleeding. But because of the nature of the polyp, I placed, tattoo it with a black ink for the future, reference. And there was also a polyp noted 15 centimeter from the anus, which was 3 millimeter size polyp from the heart force polypectomy. There was no evidence of any colitis or proctitis, randomized or bleeding from the colon to our microscopic inflammation. Retroflexion was done, which was only grade 1 internal hemorrhoid or bleeding. Coming out, I saw large external hemorrhoids. I'm not sure whether it's a thrombosed hemorrhoid versus a large anal tag, anal rectal tag, which is on the external, outside the anal area, which is all documented in the picture. It was suction pressure, patient like application. Finding the colonoscopy after cecum, number 2, fair to radical prep, number 3, cecal polyps times 1. Which is about 1 centimeter in diameter, same epiduncular, both the heart smear polyp, successfully no post-polyp bleeding. Then the polyp at the proximal ascending colon, polyps times 1.5 centimeter, sessile polyp, removed completely in totality with the heart smear polyp, successfully no post-polyp bleeding. But I placed a hemoclip as a prophylactic hemostasis. It was not bleeding. Then there was a polyp at 50 centimeter for anus, which is 5 millimeter size polyp, removed the heart force polyp successfully. Then there was a polyp at 20 centimeter from the anus, which was semi-peduncular polyp, about 1.5 centimeter, removed in totality, completely with the heart smear polyp successfully, no post-polyp bleeding. And the polyp site, polypectomy site, were completely fulgurated and cauterized. Because of the nature of the polyp, the size of the polyp, I injected a black ink as a tattooing, which is about 20 centimeters from the anus, just a fold next to this polyp site for the future reference. And second last is grade 1 to hemorrhoid bleeding. The last one is large external hemorrhoids / thrombosed hemorrhoid noted. Could this be large anorectal tag? That could be our wart. That could be the possibility, but more look like a thrombosed hemorrhoids, external hemorrhoids. There was no evidence of any colitis or proctitis, but randomized retrieval of macroscopic inflammation. Recommendation, away for these polypathology, if all polypathology comes denied, repeat colonoscopy, I would say repeat colonoscopy in 2 years. But if any of the polyp comes out to be higher dysplasia, especially the cecum, proximal ascending colon, or especially the polyp at 20 centimeter, then we will act accordingly depending on the margin of invasion of the polyp. And if the polyp at the rectum, if the polyp at 20 centimeters from the anus, it comes out to be suspicious for high grade dysplasia with not nuclear margin or with invasion, the recommendation to have a transrectal ultrasound for further evaluation. And if all comes negative, then repeat colonoscopy. Then I would say repeat colonoscopy. Sort of 2 years. I'm saying repeat colonoscopy in 1 year. Repeat colonoscopy in 1 year if all the polyps are benign. I refer to antibiotics to the colon to a mask up inflammation. If the biopsy of the random colon comes out of negative for microscopic colitis, the patient still has a diarrhea, then recommendation of CT enterogram for the small bowel. Or the patient told me that since he had a gallbladder surgery, he's starting to lose tooth, the recommendation of the patient would be on Quest Trantry that helps, and Celiac Proof Panel, and the diarrhea worker will be done accordingly depending on our symptoms. For the external hemorrhoids, I recommend the patient to be sent to refer to the surgeon for possible hemorrhoidectomy or anal cat removal. And depending for the follow-up, will be depending on the pathology of this external and rectal tract, like hemorrhoids. Follow-up, one to each patient, please send the copy to patient primary care provider, copy Dr. Paramasari. Their procedure is November 21st to 22nd, it's November 21st to 22nd. Patient's on procedure under complications.